Welcome back to In Depth for one final interview on the Sunday morning. It is Nadia Shaheen as my guest for this last one, and she's with Eastside Memorial Park, and your family owns it, correct?
That is correct.
And that is in Minden?
Yes.
Okay, and how did all this kind of come about, I guess? How do you, what do you do there, actually? What is your work?
Yeah, so, I mean, we're a cemetery, so that's kind of what we do. But we do have over 350 veterans actually buried at our cemetery. So we wanted another way to, you know, memorialize all the veterans that we have in our Northern Nevada area.
Definitely. And that has led us into the moving wall, which, in case people don't know what that is, this is a really beautiful concept, but tell me about it.
Yeah. So it's a half replica of the Vietnam Memorial Wall that is in Washington, D.C., and it travels the country all throughout the kind of summer months.
Oh, okay. And how did you kind of get it fixated in Eastside Memorial Park? Do you just give them a call and say, hey, could you come by?
Yeah,
for a couple
so
of days, basically?
You do an application, and usually it takes between, you know, 2 or 5 years to get it. But they luckily were going from Ogden, Utah to California. So they were coming right through Northern Nevada anyway. So it was perfect.
Yeah, I imagine it probably would be very high demand to have something like that at these locations and everything. So I guess what inspired you guys? Did you just know about it for a while now and you'd had it in your head and you thought this would be a beautiful concept?
Or? Yeah. So actually the cemetery that my dad is buried in Southern California, they bring it every 5 years. So my mom would always see it and was like, that's something we need to bring to our cemetery. And of course, many of the veterans organizations in the area have always asked us, you know, you have a perfect space. Can you host it for us and for the community?
All right. And now you are.
Yep.
So what is the timeline for this?
Yeah. So the wall will be open for viewing 24 hours a day from May 31st to June 4th. And there will be an escort the morning of the 31st from the Carson Valley Inn in Minden through the town of Minden and Gardnerville to the cemetery. And then from there it takes an hour to put the wall up and it's open for viewing until it's taken down at 3 o'clock on June 4th.
Okay. And so have you ever seen it yourself?
I've seen, the one in Washington, D.C. I've seen the original one. I've never seen the half replica, but I'm super excited. It's still, you know, almost 400 feet long, so it's still really large, even though it's just half a replica.
Yeah. So how did you feel, I guess, when you saw the original?
Oh, man. It's quite emotional. You see, you know, from people crying to people touching the wall. And it's from, you know, them seeing loved ones to others. It's their buddies that they've lost while they were there in Vietnam. So it's quite inspiring.
Yeah. And even, I mean, how large did you say even the half size replica is?
It's almost 400 feet. So it's, I think, 354 feet long.
Almost 400 feet.
Yeah.
And you just think about how many names.
Yeah. So there's over 58,000 names that are on the wall.
Oh, all right. This is a beautiful thing that you guys are doing because I think people tend to forget, I think. You know, I mean, we have things like Memorial Day and stuff like that. But when you look at the names, just the sheer number of wonderful people we've lost.
Yep, it's seeing it.
Senseless
and
war.
Feeling it. And you can actually rub the name off of the wall and take that home with you. So that's, you know, that is the visual piece is really important. It helps the healing for our Vietnam vets, but it also educates the rest of us that, you know, maybe weren't even alive or you don't really learn about it in school.
Right. Do you have any personal connection to not even just the Vietnam War, but do you know any veterans, maybe the members of your family or anything?
So I don't have any members in my family. I'm first generation American, but definitely, I mean, our community has so many veterans and it's been amazing with this experience. I've been able to go to each one of their meetings and kind of learn how their organizations work and how they all run. And they've all come together to help me out.
Very cool. And what kinds of veterans organizations can you name any off the top of your head that you've been kind of partnering with?
Yeah. So I partnered with WAVE, with the VFW, the VVA, which is the Vietnam Vets, American Legion. Let's see what else. I mean, there's way more that I'm probably forgetting right now, but I really do appreciate all that they've done for me.
All right. That's beautiful. Well, all right. Let's go over, I guess, the location and where and when and everything again, just to make sure people have it in their heads.
Yeah. So the location is at Eastside Memorial Park. It's 1600 Buckeye Road in Minden, Nevada. So again, it's open from May 31st till June 4th. And there's a couple of events that we have going on. The first being the opening ceremony, which is happening on Friday, June 1st at 10 a.m. And then we will be having a candlelight vigil on the Saturday, which is June 2nd at 9:30 p.m. and a closing ceremony on Sunday, June 3rd at 7 p.m.
Okay, very cool. And you did mention you might need volunteers as far as just kind of being there and looking after it. I mean, it's open 24 hours a day.
That is correct.
Are you still in need of any volunteers and even sponsors?
Yeah. We definitely are still open for volunteers and sponsors to help. I think the best way to get a part of it is to email me at info@esmp.co. So info@eastsidememorialpark.com or .co. We were still looking for people to come out and help for the event.
Okay. Very cool. Anything else you want to add before we conclude? I guess kind of nailed a lot of parts, but.
Yeah. Let's see. I mean, I hope that you can spread the word to everyone. It's the only time it's going to be in Northern Nevada this year. So we want people to come from far, whether it's Fallon, Reno, Winnemucca, from all over to come and see the wall. Whether you want to come at 9 a.m. when you're normally awake or 4 a.m. in the morning, we will be there to greet you, to help you find the names, rub the names, and have a wonderful experience while you're there.
Beautiful. Nadia Shaheen with Eastside Memorial Park hosting the Moving Wall at the end of this month. Thank you so much.
Thank you.